You're listening to Cross Currents. I'm Holly Kernan.
My parents forbade me from telling anybody about my situation, so I had to lie about why I could not do the things that others could do.
Last week, we heard from undocumented students in a rally at Grace Cathedral as they applied for a temporary legal status called deferred action. It's estimated that about 1.7 million young people who were brought into the country as children could benefit from President Obama's executive order. It will be the first time that many of these young people will have access to legal ID, work permits, and the ability to apply for public college scholarships. These young people are calling themselves Dreamers, and it's estimated that about 65,000 of them live in the Bay Area. KALW's Nina Nicole Morente spoke with two who recently graduated from Richmond High School. They told her about the paths they each took to get to graduation day.
As the Richmond Civic Center erupts with emotion, there's a familiar feeling of accomplishment in the air. In the crowd, there are two new graduates whose feelings of happiness mean much more than the earning of a high school diploma. It's a dream that almost didn't come true.
My name is Jorge Hernandez. I am 18 years old from Richmond High School.
My name is Juan Carlos Cano, and I am from Richmond, California, and I am 18 years old.
Are you undocumented, if you don't mind me asking?
Yeah, I'm also undocumented.
There's no way to know for sure how many other graduating seniors at Richmond are undocumented, but Jorge and Juan know that they aren't the only ones. These young people call themselves Dreamers. Jorge Hernandez moved to the United States with his family when he was 12 years old. They came by plane and overstayed their visas. He learned English within a year and quickly caught up to his age group in school. But life was difficult at home. Jorge's mother became disabled, and his father was diagnosed with diabetes during Jorge's freshman year. But Jorge says he didn't want to let these problems, or his legal status, faze him.
So, like, they tell me regardless of my status, I'm undocumented, AB540. Regardless of that, I'm going to make it and become who I really want to be.
Me living here in the United States is a really big thing. Because, you know, I wasn't really even supposed to be here, you know. I was born in a different country. I was brought here, like, without my consent.
That's Juan Carlos Cano. He remembers coming to America around the age of 3.
I remember waking up in, like, the middle of the night and my mom telling me to, like, you know, to get up and, you know, get ready. I woke up with, like, adrenaline, you know, like, I didn't, just, like, it was a shock. And we got on this bus that, you know, was the beginning towards our journey to the U.S.
Juan's feelings of coming here are somewhat dissonant. He appreciates his parents bringing him to the U.S., but the things he faced growing up in Richmond may have been more traumatizing than anyone expected.
The poverty, the violence, the crime and everything. She wanted me to get away from that, but, you know, arriving in Richmond, it was really about the same thing. It's really affected me a lot.
He says he was pretty apathetic about school until after his freshman year, when he dealt with some major life changes.
I witnessed my best friend being shot because of a gang. He was mistaken for a different person. Mm-hmm. However, he got killed.
Then Juan transferred to Richmond High. In his junior year, Juan's father returned to Mexico and wasn't able to come back. He hasn't seen his father since December of 2011 and doesn't know when he'll see him again. Still, he talks to his dad on the phone often.
I talk to my dad about 3 times a week, maybe up to 5 times a week. I really like to talk to him because, you know, he's my father. He's been there for me as well as my mom.
While he was young, both parents encouraged Juan to continue in school so he could become the first college graduate in their family, even though he'd have to support himself through it all.
I work about 20 hours a week at local Burger King, and that's, I have to work because that's how I sustain myself in transportation, clothing, food, and some of it goes to sending money to my dad.
Money is also a big concern for Jorge. with both of his parents unable to work full-time, poverty was always on the horizon. He and his family had to make big changes to their living situation in order to make ends meet.
Yeah, we've been living for like 2 years now, or 1 year, around that time, like in a garage.
You what?
We lived in a garage, so like it's a small room, just all my parents and my sister, so we all sleep together in a room.
Jorge and his family eventually found a new place, but it's an example of the uncertainty that's part of daily life for undocumented students like Jorge and Juan. At Richmond High, the administration struggles to address the needs of its undocumented population. Administrators simply don't know who is legal or not. Jen Bender is an assistant principal.
We don't have the stats because we don't collect that. Right. We don't collect social security numbers. We don't ask if you're documented or not documented. What we have is anecdotal.
Bender thinks that in general, undocumented students find it hard to stay motivated. They're prone to drop out because diplomas don't immediately translate into paid work. And even when they succeed in school, their legal status can often hold them back.
We had a kid last year who earned a program to fly to the East Coast to go to school in one of the Ivy Leagues for the summer. But because he was undocumented, he had no government identification and so was not able to take that opportunity because he couldn't fly to the program. I mean, it's heartbreaking. Mm-hmm. These kids didn't choose when they were little to come here, you know, and the situation that they're in, and they're being held accountable to it.
All right, Chasers.
Juan and Jorge decided to get involved in their community instead of letting their situations get them down.
I'm going to start the meeting.
At school, Jorge took on leadership positions, like in Richmond High's debate club, called the Junior States of America. And Juan led a club he founded himself, SMART, Students Moving and Rising Together. It provides resources to undocumented students at Richmond High. Juan decided to start the club after his first counseling appointment at school, when he first realized he was considered undocumented.
And at that moment, I didn't even know I was an undocumented person until they told me of the challenges that I was going to have to go through and what a rough journey I'm going to go through. And they explained briefly, like, what are the steps. Like, your opportunities are very limited. FAFSA is not available for you, Cal Grant. And ever since that, it inspired me to do my own research, which led me to being involved in my school.
Now, years later, there are more resources for undocumented students. AB 130, or what's called the California Dream Act, allows them to apply for merit-based scholarships. And AB 540 allows students to pay in-state tuition at California universities. Most recently, President Obama granted temporary legal status to young undocumented immigrants who meet certain criteria. These laws make the dream of college way more accessible for students like Juan and Jorge.
College is kind of like my crutches to continue. Technically, I'm disabled not literally disabled, but I'm disabled in a way that I can't be part of society. Mm-hmm. So I'm sort of like isolated. But education is, I guess, a way of connecting myself to not only to like California, the United States, but to the world. Because it takes you to a lot of places. It takes you anywhere you want to be.
In their senior year, they each sent out multiple college applications.
I applied to 4 CSUs, 4 UCs, and 6 private or 7 privates.
I applied to a total of 17 colleges.
Wow.
So you want me to go through a list?
No, maybe just top the top ones.
Top. My top choice is Stanford University.
By late April, their work finally paid off. They received their college acceptance letters.
I'll be hopefully graduating with Cal 2016. He's a Cal student. Yeah, it's my final choice.
Jorge was also accepted into UC Berkeley, and both will be attending this fall. This is far from how things looked 3 years ago when Jorge and Juan just started to think about their futures. As salutatorian, Jorge was able to reflect on his journey to college in front of all of his peers on graduation day.
My success took faith and determination. I didn't know I was going to make it. I didn't know how. I didn't know who to talk to.
And for the first time, both Jorge and Juan don't have to worry about hiding the truth about who they are.
I will always say I am undocumented and unafraid.
In Richmond, I'm Nina Nicole Morente for Cross Currents.